வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, text number 25, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 12th of November, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
I am fully opulent, almighty, and superior to Lord Brahma, the king of the heavenly planets. I am also the bestower of all happiness obtained in the heavenly kingdom and by liberation. Nonetheless, Brahmanas do not seek material comforts from me. They are very pure and do not want to possess anything. They simply engage in my devotional service. What is the need of their asking for material benefits from anyone else?
For heavenly planet, apavarga, mukti, liberation, they do not care. Insignificant. That sloka, aprodhananda saraswati, he realizes that kaivallam narakaya, the liberation of becoming one with the Supreme, you call kaivalya. Kevaladvaitam, oneness. So for a devotee, it is as good as the hell. Kaivalyam narakat. And then, what about heavenly planets, sargalok, janalok, mahalok, tamalok? The akasa puspayate. Tridasapura, akasa puspaya. In Bengal, there is one word, ghoraddin, means no value. Just like horse. Horse never give any egg. But it is said that it is as good as the egg of horse. That means there is no such thing. Insignificant. So, akasa puspayate. Akasa puspayate means it has no value. Simply imagination. Actually, there is value. Suppose if you go to Sargaloka, become Indra, so, that is not permanent. By pious activities, you can become Brahma, Indra, and so many demigods. You can hold that post. But abrahma bhavana lokan punarahuti. Even if you go to the Brahma loka, what is the benefit? Again you have to come back. Kine punne puna martalu vangusan. Similarly, even if you go to the Brahma effulgence, Brahma jyoti, arujjakachena parampada, that is called parampadam. Arujjakachena parampadam tata patanti adha. Again you fall down. Therefore, for a devotee, akinchanana, they all neglect all these things. They don't care for all these things. Kaivallam narakayate tridasapura akasa puspata duddhanti indriya karasatvapatali pratkhata dhamustaya Vishyam Purnam Sukhayata. They are Karni, Jnani, Yogi. They are feeling that this material world is full of distresses. Let us take relief from this and become one. Kurni is trying to go to the Sarvaloka, Jnanis want to go to the Brahma Jyoti, the yogis also, they desire like that. Because they do not feel very comfortable within this material world. But a devotee, there is no such thing that in the material world they are uncomfortable, no. Wherever there is Krishna, wherever is Narayana, that is all right. That is the view of the devotional service. Narayana parasarvena ko kutasthana vibhati sarga aporga narakeshapi tullyartha darshana. Narayana para, they are not anxious either to go to Sarvaloka or to refrain from it. They are satisfied wherever Krishna keeps me, that is all right. Never mind whether it is heaven or hell. Because he has got Krishna within him. Premajana churita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva hridayesu vilokayat. He is concerned with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Premajana Churita. So wherever Supreme Personality of Godhead is there, that is Vaikuntha. This time, Ishara Sarvabhutanam Nirdeshe Arjuna Tishtati. Ishara, the Supreme Lord, is there in every living entity's heart. So the hog, dog, they have got also heart, and there is also Krishna. So does it mean that he is living with hog and dog? He is living in Vaikuntha. Itad Ishanam Ishasya. This is called Ishasya Ishanam. Wherever he may live, he lives in Vaikuntha. Similarly, the devotee, he lives with Narayana. So there is no question of hell and heaven. He is in Vaikuntha. If Krishna is living in Vaikuntha, the devotee is also living in Vaikuntha. He is concerned with Krishna, Narayana. Therefore, they are not afraid. Narayana parasakdena kutasthana vibhati. Narad Muni, he is traveling everywhere. He is going to hell, he is going to heaven, he is going to Vaikuntha to see Narayana. And he is chanting, Narad Muni bhajaye bina radhikaram. That's all. Because he is chanting for him, his business is to enlighten. If he goes to Naraka, hell, he will advise them, chant Hare Krishna. And if he goes to Indraloka, he will advise the same thing. And if he goes to Sarvaloka or any loka, that is Narada Muni's business. Similarly, those who are preaching Krishna consciousness, they should not be afraid of this hell and heaven. Wherever they should go, they'll simply preach, chant Hare Krishna. This is their business. Therefore, itarena tesha akinchananamai bhakti bhura. But one has to become akinchan. Nothing material. Simply the lotus feet of the Lord. This is Narottama Thakur said, Aha Prabhu, Nandasuta, Vrishabhanusuta Juta. He is praying, Nandasuta, Krishna, Vrishabhanusuta Juta, along with Radharani, Vrishabhanusuta Juta. Kuruna Karaha Eiva. Just be merciful upon me. Narottama Dasa Kahe, Natheliya Ranga Pahe. I am fully surrendered unto you, and you don't throw me away. লাঠেলিও না, তুমি বিনা কে আছো? দিস ইজ ওয়াট আই হ্যাভ, নাথিং এক্সেপ্ট ইউর লোটাস ফিট, দিস ইজ অফিন্স, অফিন্স, নো আদার থিংস এক্সেপ্ট ইউর, দা হাউ ইউ ক্যান থ্রো মি অ্যাওয়ে, গিভ মি শেল্টার, দিস ইজ অকিঞ্চন ভক্তি। ইফ আই থিঙ্ক দ্যাট আই হ্যাভ গট অ্যানাদার শেল্টার এক্সেপ্ট কৃষ্ণস লোটাস ফিট, দেন আই এম নট অকিঞ্চন, কিঞ্চন, আই হ্যাভ গট সাম আদার হোপ। No, akinchan means only hope, Krishna. That is full surrender. Akinchanana bhakti. Akinchana gochara. Kunti Devi, in her prayer, he has addressed Krishna. Akinchana gochara. You are realized by such person who has no other thing to possess. Akinchana gochara. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says, Niskinchanana, Niskinchanasya, Bhagavad Bhajanotukasya. Bhagavad Bhajan means Niskinchan. If we want to enjoy something material, oh, there is no question of Bhagavad Bhajan. Because even if you have little pinch of desire to enjoy material comfort, you will not be admitted. Therefore Krishna says, sarva-dharmān paritasya, fully, anna-vilāsita sunnam. There, sunnam means zero. Unless you make material āra-nāreva, no more, enough of this material enjoyment. Then bhakti yoga begins. This is sarva-dharmān paritasya. Even brahma-bhūta, brahma-realization, that is also not akinchan. Aham brahmasmi, I am in brahma-jyoti, I have become something important. No. Even brahma-jyoti also neglect. Kaivalanga narakaya. This is the position of the devotee. Akinchanana. Akinchanana mai bhakti bhaja. So, bhakti, devotional service, is not easy, but at the same time, very easy. One moment's business. One moment. But I must be with it. Krishna says, sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekam saraṇam vaj. If I do it, immediately. But that I am not willing. We have seen so many persons. Krishna says directly that you surrender unto me, sarva-dharmān parityajya. Still he says, when Krishna will be merciful, then I shall do. What is this nonsense? Krishna is directly asking you, again he has to become merciful. What kind of merciful? These are all pleas, different pleas. Actually, he doesn't want that I shall not surrender to you, sir. I shall place some pleas, that's all. In that way, when we become actually niskinchan or akinchan, then as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises, Niskinchanasya Bhagavad Bhajanonmukha. Bhagavad Bhajanonmukha means Niskinchan. Param, what is that Bhagavad Bhajanonmukha? Param aparanga jigivishu bhavusagara. Bhavusagara, this ocean, sagara means ocean. And bhava, bhava means take birth and get died. Bhutya, bhutya, praliyate. That is called mrittu saṃsāra bhakmani. Krishna says, māma prāpya nivartante mrittu saṃsāra bhakmani. This is Bhagavata. We do not know how many times you have taken birth and again died. That's a fact. Tathāde hāntara prāpti. Millions and millions for years we are doing that. Mrityu Sanskara. Still, we are so shameless, we want to do again and again that. Punap punachar mitachar vanana. This word is punap punachar mitachar vanana. I have enjoyed this material life, ahara nidra bhaya vanchanam. Eating, sleeping, sex and bhaya is everywhere. A small insect up to Brahma or Indra. This is the business. So, people do not want to stop this business. They want to improve the business. I'm eating now without any plate. And if I can eat on the golden plate, they are thinking this is advancement of civilization. So, the eating process, eating means khut nivitti, tushti pushti. Tushti pushti khut nivitti. When one is hungry, when he eats something, according to the taste, a gentleman is eating halwa puri, and a pope is eating stew. So, the taste and tushti pushti khudnivitti is the same. Either you eat halwa puri or stew. They were eating according to the taste. Just like in the airplane, we sit down, they are asking, sir, what can I do? We refuse. We don't touch anything in the airplane, because you know what is that. And the next man, he is eating very nicely the intestine of hog. We have seen it. He is very nicely eating with spoon and fork. Very enjoyed. And you say, what nasty thing is eating. With that, do not touch him, what is offered. No. Why? We are taking whatever little things we have taken with us. But the result is the same. Tushti pushti khudmit. You are hungry, you take something, so your appetite will decrease and your satisfaction will increase, you'll get strength. Tushti pushti khudmit. This is not improvement. Eating by the hog and eating by the human being, the result is the same. Tushti pushti khutnivit. But eating the intestines of the hog or eating halwa puri, it does not make any difference. Ei bhalo, ei mondo, sab mono dharma. In this material world, this is good and this is bad. This is all mental concoction. Daitya bhadra bhadra sakali sama. So we should not be attached. We should completely give up anything material. That is nishchinta. We have no business with anything material, either in the golden plate or on the street, on the floor. It does not make any difference. Our business is how to accept the prasadam. What Krishna has eaten, that is our concern. We are not interested with the intestine of hogs or halwa puri. No. We are interested to eat which is already accepted by Krishna. Krishna varo dayamay kurivare jivhaja saprasad anna dilabhaj. Our business is that Krishna is so kind. The Krishna prasad, those who are eating Krishna prasad, they are enjoying everything. Krishna varo dayamay kurivare jivhaja. We have got thousands of nice preparation. Why should you go to the hotel and restaurant? There are so many nice preparations offered to Krishna. Patram Pusam, Krishna is ready. to accept from a devotee whatever he offers, but within the limitation, otherwise we'll bring hog's intestine. That is not desire. If people say, whatever I eat, I can offer to Krishna. There is a class, they say, whatever I eat, you can offer, but that is not the process. The process is, you must offer to Krishna what he wants. Just like you invite one gentleman, you ask him, what can I offer you? That is etiquette. Not that however a rascal you being and one has to eat. No. Krishna says, patram puspam phalam toyam jumi bhakta apirichati tadaham asrami. I eat that. How he can eat? The atheist class will see, oh, you are offering so many nice foodstuff, but it is lying there, he is not eating. But he does not know the process of eating by Krishna. Angani jasya sakalendriya vittimanti paschanti panti kalayan. He can eat by his eyes. He can eat by touching. And even if he eats the whole thing, again he can keep the whole thing. Punnasya punnamadaya punnameva vishishya. The atheist cannot see. But devotee, he can know that Krishna is eating prasadam, he shall take. So bhakti bhajam, so we have to learn what is bhakti. Bhakti parasanu bhava virakti annatra sya. If actually we advance in devotional service, then naturally virakti annasya, that is niskincha. No more test with the material world. Niskinchanasya bhagavad bhajanur makasya param param jimisho bhavusagarasya. We must know why we shall take to devotional service. Param param jimisho. Not to remain within this material world. Padanga padanga jata vipadam na tesam. Here in the material world, padanga padanga vipadam. Every state there is vipadam. There is danger. So, don't think that she is dying or he is dying and I shall not die. Everyone will have to die. Every step there is danger of dying. It is not that the ghute pore gobor hasna. Everyone has to die. Then before that death, we must become fully Krishna conscious so that ante narayana smriti, the end will come today or tomorrow or day after tomorrow. Nobody will leave here. But the success is if we can remember Narayana at the end of life. That is success. Ante Narayana Smriti. We should practice that. Don't bother about that I shall die tomorrow, you are dying today, so I am better than him. Nobody will leave. Everyone will die. And we must be prepared for death. And the devotee has no fear for dying, because if he is completely surrendered to Krishna, then he is going back to him. Takta deham punarjanma naiti mameti. Simply by surrendering to Krishna. And what is that surrendering? Manmana bhavavad bhakta manjani mangnavat mame vaishyasi asamsaya. Without any doubt, he is giving assurance. Four things only. Always think of Krishna. Manvana bhava madhvatta madhyajima. Everyone can do it. Everyone can offer Krishna patram puspam phalam tayam. Everyone can hear from Krishna. What is Krishna? Where is the difficulty? The difficulty is that we want enjoyment in this material world. That is difficult. Therefore, it is recommended that akinchanana Mai Bhakti Bhaja. For a devotee, there is no problem. He is not attracted by liberation, or by Sadguloka, by yogic perfection. He is not at all interested. Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kani Shapali Asant. Because they cannot get shanti, because they want something. The bhukti kurmis, they are working so hard. They want some material profit. Or go to the Sadguloka to enjoy more. This is bhukti. And mukti, they are also undergoing severe austerities, penance, tapasya, for becoming what? Kaivalya sukha. Kivaladvaita. They are also working. And the yogis, they have also worked very hard. Yoga practice is not so easy. Dhyan, dharana, asana, pranayama, pratyahara, samadhi. It requires, especially in this age, it is not so easy. It was easier in the Satyuga. Kriti jat dhyayato Vishnu, samadhi. That was possible. And now it is not possible. Our bhakti yoga is so easy. Simply, manmana bhavar bhakta malyari mahavasku. Very simple thing. So we should take to bhakti devotion and service and reject everything. Nishinchana. That will make your life successful. Thank you.